morning, family. Good morning. Good morning, Tim. How are you? Good. Janine, I love you. Good morning. Hi, Asher. Hi, Kim. Good morning. Love you guys. So this morning we're gonna start this service by welcoming the Holy Spirit into His house and welcoming His rivers of living water. And it's like asking the Lord, what do you want me to share? And He said, tell them about my water. Tell them about my water. And I broke my phone again. So there's my little personal piece. I broke my phone, so I had to send it out. And this week, I was sitting in my office, and you don't realize what you're, like, letting pour into you from different places until sometimes it's gone. I was like, whoa, I use this for a lot of things. And so the Lord was talking to me about this scripture, and it says, in John 4, if you drink from Jacob's well, you'll be thirsty again and again and again. But if anyone drinks the living water I give them, they will never thirst again, and they'll be forever satisfied. For when you drink the water I give you, it becomes a gushing fountain of the Holy Spirit, springing up and flooding endless life. And the Lord was talking to me about being satisfied by Him and what that means. I actually even printed out this scripture. I don't know how many of you guys do vision boards, but since I sit at my desk for a long time, every day I have things all over the walls that I pin up. So I made myself the scripture of the living water with water behind it. I was like, I need to look at this every day. So this morning, let's welcome His living water. Let's welcome the Holy Spirit, and let's be satisfied by Him and Him alone. We don't want to have any more mixture.
fitted for a tux, and they measured, and now it's like one arm shorter. So I was like, okay, no tension. And I'm like, I can straighten it. So I went to go. I'm like, okay, I got a seat. And I've been able to stick my back against the wall, and sure enough, it one would go about like that. And they're just down. So I don't know if the Lord stretched my arm out or what happened, but... My surgeon said that this is the worst elbow she's ever worked on, and the fact that I even had 95% was a miracle in itself. She was expecting me to maybe have like that, and now I have.
The reason I had him share that is because sometimes we don't thank him enough, guys. Remembering to be so thankful is what really opens up the way. And Psalms 100 says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. And so, for offering today, I thought, well, we're going to do testimony. And we're going to start thanking him for all of the things he's doing because it opens up the way for him. And so this morning, the offering is like a thank offering. And I want you to consider coming down here during this next song. And you can give your tithes and offerings in this basket. But give your life as a thank offering. Open the way for him to come in and just bring his spirit and his healing and his life into you and into your life. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to pray. Father God, I just thank you for this house. I thank you for the things that we are breaking open in this region. I thank you that Bridge of Hope has an amazing family. I thank you for your healing. We thank you for being Jehovah Rapha. I thank you for blessing Luke as he's sitting in a church service. He can now stretch out his arm. And we thank you for the other arms and legs in this place that need to grow. We thank you for the healing that you're going to pour out in here. Bless her name in Jesus' name. Amen. warring with this last week, warring with this picture, going, I don't want to do one more thing. If any of you women have been in that heart of labor where you're like, oh, I'm done. I'm going to get up and leave. I'm done. Don't want to do it anymore. Yeah, I'm in labor, but the baby's, nope, change my mind. So that is where I was. I was like, I am done. Lord, it's good, right? It's good. I don't want to paint the hair. I'm done. And he said, I want you to go downstairs and paint that fiery hair. And I'm like, out of sheer obedience, no, my heart was not in it. Out of sheer obedience, I went down into my studio and I started painting the hair of this horse. And to reset my heart, I put on this prophet named Bobby Connor, and I'm listening to his stories because I love stories. I'm a picture person. And I'm listening to Bobby, and he says, when I was 8 years old, I ran away. And he said, I'm in the middle of this field, and the first time ever I heard God's voice, he said, Bobby, you'll never be alone. And immediately the Lord hit my heart. And Bobby said, the clouds opened. And as the clouds opened, these white horses ran out of the clouds, and their hair was on fire. And I just started weeping, and I went, okay, I'm hearing you. I'm hearing you, Lord. And this is where we're at. This is where we're at. So Destiny comes downstairs. I'm painting. My little 7-year-old runs downstairs, and she goes, Mom, there's smoke all over upstairs. And I'm like, Jesus, no more fires. And literally, I'm painting fire, and I come upstairs, black smoke everywhere. Josiah's doing things in the kitchen was, yes. So anyways, my fire of Godchild. So, yes, the fire visited my house. But the point is that the fire is a part of the process, but the name of this horse is revival. This is the part where we break through, guys. This is the part where we splash in the river, even though we're in the fire. It is time to break through. And so I just want to encourage you with that. As a watchman of Alaska, as timekeepers, the state of Alaska is called to be a timekeeping state and watchmen where we watch and we call out what's going to be personally and I believe globally. So keep going. You're going to push the baby out.
What the letter to the church in America would be. And I didn't really like the answer, but it's growing on me because of the promise it holds behind it. He took me to the church in the Odyssey, and I won't read the whole thing, but the verse that is rocking in me all week, along with the refining, is, I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire so you can become rich and white. And you can buy white clothes to wear, so you can cover your shameful nakedness, and salve to put on your eyes so that you can see. This is the part that I got from. Those whom I love, I rebuke and discipline. Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in, eat with that person, and they with me. Here's the promise part. This is why it's grown on me. To the one who is victorious, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne. Just as I was victorious and sat down with my Father on his throne, whoever has ears, let them hear and what the Spirit says to the church. But I encourage you, buy from him the gold refined by the fire. Thank you for sharing that, Rachel. It was wonderful.
love that our house is an apostolic house, and we send and we offer partnerships to send. And so here's another opportunity to partner and send Rachel to D.C. right around the corner, I think in May. So I just want that to be, everybody to be aware that that's going on out in the foyer. Rachel, do you have anything you want to share? She's not even in here. Oh, yes? No? No? Okay. All right, and then our kids today, what's our slide for that? Because I don't even know who's staying and who's... You don't know either? Stop it. Stop it. I think our little treasures are going to be in the service today. Oh, three... Wait, is that true? You don't know. Okay, who's our Sunday school teachers in this room today? You? Are all the kids going down? Are you sure? Okay. All right. I love our treasures in this house. Our children are our treasures. And we're going to go ahead and dismiss ages 3 through 12 today. And then we can take a quick break and we're going to come right back.